Eckermeyer's Bible Storybook, Rahab Helps the Spies, Joshua 1 and 2. Across the Jordan River, several miles from the Israelites' camp, was Jericho. A high wall had been built around the city to keep enemies out. There was a gate in the wall through which the people came out and went. The people of Jericho were afraid because the Israelites camped near the Jordan River. They had been hearing about the Israelites for a long time. They knew how God had led Israel out of Egypt and through the Red Sea. They heard how God helped the Israelites fight their enemies. What if Israel should cross the Jordan and take Jericho? The people of Jericho trembled at the thought. After Moses died, God told Joshua, "Take the land I have given them. Everywhere they go, the land will be theirs. Be strong and of good courage, for I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you." Then Joshua told his officers, "Go through the camp and tell the people to get ready, for in 3 days we will cross the Jordan, and 3 days we will possess the land." The people gathered their belongings and prepared food for the march. The men of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh got ready to go with the kinsmen. While the Israelites broke camp, Joshua sent two men across the river to learn all they could about the city of Jericho. Because Jericho was so large, Joshua believed they needed to capture it before going further into Canaan. When the two spies came to Jericho, they found the gate open. In they walked. They came to a house on the wall that belonged to a woman named Rahab. While they talked to her, someone hurried to tell the king,
"Two men from the Israelites' camp have come to spy on our land tonight."
The king knew he dared not let the spies get back out of the camp. At once, he sent officers to Rahab's house to capture the spies. The officers told Rahab, "Bring us the spies that are in your house." When she did not obey, they searched the house, but they could not find the spies. Rahab had hidden the Israelites in the stalks of flax on her roof. She said to the officers, "I told you, the men went out of the gate just before dark. If you hurry, you will overtake them." Out of the gate, the officers ran. They must capture the two spies. The gates were locked as soon as the officers were gone. Now the spies could not get out of Jericho and return to their camp. Rahab told them,
"I know the Lord has given you the land. I know we cannot win against you. We have heard all the wonders your God has done for you, and we are afraid. The Lord God is with you."
As the spies listened, they decided it would be easy to take Jericho because the people were so afraid. But how could they get back to camp to tell Joshua? Rahab said,
"Promise me that when you come back to take this city, you will save me and my family."
The men promised. She was to hang a ragged cord in her window, and her family would be saved. Rahab took them to the window that opened above the wall.
"Hide in the mountains for 3 days before you return to your camp. Then the officers will not find you."
With a strong rope, she let the men down the wall outside the city. As soon as they were gone, she tied a red cord in her window. After 3 days, the spies returned safely to Joshua. They told him all that had happened. How glad Joshua was when he heard the spies say, "Surely God has given us a beautiful country, for the people are afraid of us. They think they are too weak to fight against us."